tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings once again, everyone, from the Flight Command Center at the North Pole. I'm Alf Frankmer reporting. Santa is in an unusual spot at this moment, and reporting from a long distance is our own Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, what's the story?
Hi, Frank. I'm grounded at the moment at the South Pole Tracking Center, where all eyes are on a special feed from the International Space Station, where we can see Santa in orbit and approaching the ISS even as we speak.
This might seem like a strange question, Crash, but how is Santa dressed right now? Can you tell?
Well, that's a great question, Frank. Last year, Santa approached the ISS with a jetpack, but this year he's on a rocket, and I'm guessing there must be some very good boys and girls on the ISS this year because he's got to have a bigger payload. We can clearly see Santa through the window, and he's in his Santa suit like normal, but he's also got this helmet on with a large polarized visor kind of covering his eyes. The helmet is all red. In fact, I'd call it candy apple red, Frank. It's very nice.
Any idea how long this delivery will take, Crash?
I don't know, Frank, but I know it takes a while. It looks like slow motion to us, but up there they're traveling at better than 20,000 miles per hour. Making a delivery at that speed is kind of like trying to jump down a chimney from a flying sleigh, if you know what I mean.
You're a master of description, Crash. Thanks for that update. From the North Pole Flight Command Center, where Santa, after 2.5 hours since launching, is attempting a delivery at the International Space Station. I'm Elf Frank Murr reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.